Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe with you. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos as well. Very excited. Once again, the 2024 Ally 400, the fourth edition of the NASCAR Cup Series race, will return to Middle Tennessee at the Nashville Super Speedway. We say hello now to Matt Greachy. He is the general manager of the Nashville Super Speedway. Matt, it's hard to believe that the NASCAR season wraps up this weekend, but tickets to your event are on sale now. What's up, my friend?
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning. And we launched our public ticket sales yesterday. A lot of buzz. We are looking forward to a great 2024 season, bringing back our fourth annual NASCAR Cup Series Ally 400. But before we close out the year, looking forward to the championship weekend in Phoenix.
June 28th through the 30th, a little bit later this year with the Olympics, that kind of put a break in the schedule with NBC, moved you guys back just a little bit, but still an awesome summer date.
Still an awesome summer date. We'll still be the kickoff for NBC. They will kick off their broadcast with us live on NBC on June 30th. And yeah, we're bringing racing back to Nashville next year again with the NASCAR Cup Series, NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. So what more could you look for the middle of June, end of June, for us to have some great racing here in Nashville?
That championship race at Phoenix, do you have a feel on it on who might walk away with the title?
I wouldn't put any money on it myself per se, but William Byron's had a really good, solid year. I think he might be tough to beat. I think it wouldn't be surprised for it to come down to a pit crew race coming off that final pit stop. His pit crew's been really good. Whoever doesn't make any mistakes on pit road, I wouldn't be surprised to see that 24 car in victory lane, and will join us here for the championship awards at the end of the month.
Matt Greachy is with us. He is the general manager of the Nashville Super Speedway.
Hey, Matt, you know, it's great having you on today, because I get up this morning, it's cold outside, and immediately I think about, you know what, I wish it was May, June, the race, because it's all hot and I love the summertime. And the fact that the race is in June, you know, it's great. It's hot. It's fun. Nobody complains. It was a great time. Did everything go as good as you thought it would go for the race back in June?
It did. We've got a great fan base. It's so exciting to welcome all the great NASCAR fans into Middle Tennessee and Nashville. It was a great weekend, and we look to duplicate that, enhance the fan experience in 24. We're always looking to get better, and look forward to warmer weather. A little chilly this morning. Look forward to, we've already got a countdown to our race weekend in June 28th through the 30th, and looking at making those improvements each and every year.
You know, what I love about that, Matt, was so many people have discovered the truck race, friends of mine that went to it in the past 2 years at the Speedway, and to see the rising of that, of the fan base liking the truck race with the entire weekend. Talk about what that makes this whole event part of a big deal, not just the race on Sunday, but including the race on Saturday and that great truck race on Friday night.
I'm a big fan of truck racing. You know, Rackley Roofing is our partner. They've got their own truck team that resides out of the Nashville market and races here. It's family friendly is what you get into on the Friday and Saturday with the truck series and the Xfinity series. Kids tickets 12 and under are free on both those days. So it's family affordable. If a family wants to come out, enjoy a weekend, Friday, Saturday is the day to do that. Super affordable, but really entertaining. That truck series and even the Xfinity series race last year had a lot of wrecks, had a lot of action. And then that brings us into the Ally 400 on Sunday, which is we can't wait for next year.
Matt, a guy that's met a lot to NASCAR. He's won some races at the Nashville Super Speedway in the Xfinity Series. Kevin Harvick will climb into his race car for the final time this weekend at Phoenix. Busch Light has put Harvick's name on the hood, which I think is really cool to honor him. But just how important has – you've been around the sport a long time. How important has Kevin been to the sport of NASCAR?
You know, he came into the sport in a big way, in an emotional way, back in 2001. From that point forward, he's been a great ambassador for the sport, the industry. We've seen great moments from him from behind the wheel, and looking forward to seeing him on the track for one final time as a full-time racer. But he's not going to leave the industry, which is great. He's going to join a broadcast booth with the Fox team and do that. And not having him at the racetrack would be a terrible moment. So having him back in the broadcast booth is great, but looking forward to seeing that four car with Kevin Harvick behind the wheel one last time at Phoenix this weekend will be exciting.
And I have a feeling Keelan Harvick is not too far behind him as he starts his racing career. So that is for sure.
I would say that's one of his driving reasons to focus a little bit more on that side of things and see Keelan come up through the ranks.
So tickets are on sale now for the Ally 400 weekend. How can people get their hands on them?
Take a look, NashvilleSuperspeedway.com, on sale for June 28th through the 30th, 2024. Looking forward to the race this weekend. But also would be remiss if I didn't mention Nashville Fairground Speedway this weekend has the 39th running of the All-American 400. So if you want some local racing here in the Nashville market this weekend, starting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, great opportunity to go see that as well.
Love that you brought up the fairgrounds as well. Is a lot of racing here in our community. Hey, looking forward to it once again in 2024, June 28th through the 30th, the Ally 400 weekend. And I know this is just the first of many conversations that we'll have between now and then. But enjoy the race this weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Jason, Big Joe, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too, Matt. Matt Greachy, the general manager of the Nashville Super Speedway. And again, go to NashvilleSuperspeedway.com to get those tickets. Really enjoy working with them and have for the past 3 years, along with a guy you know very well, Joe Williams.
Yeah. What's
and
that like?
The voices of the track.
The PA up there. I would totally – I watched the race on TV last year, and you were on – I heard your voice more than anybody else. I would totally – I don't get nervous, but I think in that – I don't – for some reason, I get nervous doing that.
It's so – the first year, I was very nervous because I had never done that before. And, you know, it was also – it was – tail end of COVID, so it was a little different. And then the second year, I mean, it's like a TV production. I have a producer. We have a producer there in the booth with us that's, like, talking to me and everything. And I finally got to the point where, you know, I've known this sport my whole life, and he had to get used to me and thought that I didn't know the sport. And finally, during a break, I'm like, hey, I don't need you to cue me on certain things. And he was like, oh, cool. All right, working with some pros here, you know. So I mean it kind of works like that. There's a full on production, and you know, there's people in the infield that we're tossing down to and stuff, but it's fast moving, but it's a lot of fun.
I don't know. I for some reason I don't think I could do that job, which
oh, you'd be fine.
Par for the course.
You would be fine. But yeah, you would be fine.
But getting to work with Joe Williams would be a lot of fun. I'm a big fan of Joe. Any Joe.
Joe is a great man.
Thank
he
you.
He is for sure. He is for sure. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com.
Now, we got John Bryce coming up at 10:30 from footballscoop.com, and we're going to talk about this Michigan story. I heard Robbie and Rexford talk about it a little bit. This is one of the most bizarre stories I think I've ever heard. But just the picture, for those that don't know, there's all this allegations of Michigan coaches spying, getting signals, and even Tennessee's involved. They went after Tennessee and to get their signals and whatever. But seeing the coach on the sideline at night in those sunglasses, I can't stop laughing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Which one?
The Central Michigan game.
He's just like hanging out on the sideline.
And nobody did. No, would if we had a 102.5 the game function and somebody showed up in the in a suite and was act like, would you not say something? Like, hey,
well, yeah.
Do I not
be like,
know
who are you?
Right. But he's like right next to the coaches. It is one of the craziest pictures I've ever seen. This whole thing is bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know how this has gotten to this point. Like, this is one of those things that, okay, let's be honest. Like, Jim Harbaugh is, you know, he's not the – I wouldn't put him on the up and up on everything.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of college coaches that can be put in that category. I think we know that. But this is one of those deals where it's like, wait, they have a spy going – you know, that's just this random dude that, you know, puts on different gear and he somehow gets on the sideline. Like, that's not easy to do. So the fact that he's been able to pull this off for as long as he has. And then, really, from what it sounds like, the way he got caught is he just couldn't shut up about it. Like, he was, like, bragging about it, essentially. And it's just like, what in the world is this? And then, you know, for with the whole, and we'll talk to John Bryce about this, but, you know, did Harbaugh know? What did he know? Of course he knew. Like, anytime there is a coach that says, I had no knowledge, bull.
Oh, for sure.
Like, but you knew something.
Well, here's the greater dynamic of this. Say if Michigan runs the table and they get to the – and this story keeps getting more weird and weird and weird, and Michigan gets to the national championship game, and you have all these questions like, well, they shouldn't be there because they did this, this, and that. What's going to happen? I mean, do you let them play? I don't – this whole thing, how it's going to play out, is equal parts fascinating and just like, what? I don't know.
Well, we'll talk to John at the bottom of the hour. Get more on that situation and what's happening with Michigan and college football in general, because just when you think you've seen it all, you see something else. That is for sure. There is a world champion in baseball, Texas Rangers, winning the World Series for the first time in their history as they wrapped that up last night. But coming up next, we'll get back into the Titans and much more. How many more spots have we filled them up?
I have three more spots. The correct prediction of tonight's game, text it in, 615-737-1025. You win tickets to see Creed. You got to give me the correct score and who wins the game. Three spots left.
We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.